Hello, this is David Ellis, editor of Health Futures Digest. We digest so you don't get indigestion. You can access this podcast and the written version of it at hfd.dmc.org. In the first April, that is the April issue of this hopefully four-part series about regenerative medicine, we talked about the gold rush into stem cell territory, which is seen by venture capitalists and researchers and clinicians to contain rich seams of untapped potential for providing significantly better medicine. We learned that while induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs, have some immediate applications in research, they are more difficult to work with than embryonic stem cells, or ESCs, for therapies. But that doesn't mean they're not being used. They are being used, and with laudatory success, though it seems that ESCs and iPSCs derived from fetuses or cord blood have an edge over iPSCs derived from other sources. In this issue, we provide specific examples of stem cell therapies utilizing these various kinds of stem cell that are either under development or in actual clinical trial. We'll leave it to you to go to the Health Futures Digest website for full details, but briefly we describe therapies for several conditions. I think there's 11 in all. Number one would be the condition of having broken bone. It can be fixed using a filler material made of bone marrow-derived mesenchymal adult stem cells and amniotic fluid fetal stem cells. Second condition, incontinence, can be cured using a patient's own stem cells injected into the bladder muscle. One early participant in the trial was a mother of two large babies whose deliveries had left her prone to incontinence when she sneezed or coughed with a full bladder. She was cured after 3 months of the therapy. Next, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, may be treatable using fetal-derived neural stem cells injected into the spine. A human trial is just getting underway in this, our great state of Michigan. Fourth, regenerative eye diseases, which cause blindness, have been successfully treated using human embryonic stem cells, albeit the trial was in animals. Human trials should get underway within months. Next, number five, leukemia is treatable using stem cells derived from umbilical cord blood. 7 of 10 trial patients showed no evidence of the disease after a period in the trial, and there was sustained and complete donor engraftment. Unfortunately, the source article did not state how long they had been receiving the therapy. Next, vascular reconstruction has been achieved by turning either human embryonic or adult pluripotent stem cells into endothelial cells to line blood vessels and build capillaries in patients with cardiovascular disease, stroke, or vascular complications from diabetes. It has worked great in mice, and human trials are envisaged within the next 5 years. Seventh, example, brain damage in mice whose mothers were given heroin during pregnancy, resulting in brain damage to the offspring, was repaired by transplanting stem cells. Now, the stem cells in this case themselves did not survive, but before they died, it seems they induced the brain's own cells to carry out repairs. And thus the mice were able to repair their own brains and function normally thereafter. Stroke damage, another form of specific brain damage, was repaired in rats using neural stem cells grown on a biodegradable polymer, and then the whole thing was injected into the brain. The material caused new nerve tissue to grow into the stroke-induced cavities and completely repaired the brain damage within 7 days. Human trials of the matrix for stroke victims is a long way off, but the polymer material itself will be marketed within 12 months for use in bone surgery. Next, 12 real human stroke victims have begun a 2-year phase 1 trial of a direct injection fetal stem cell therapy for stroke in the United Kingdom. 10th of our 11 examples, patients with spinal cord injuries appear to be benefiting from a mixed therapy of transplantation of olfactory mucosal cells plus intense rehabilitation. Full disclosure, some of that work is being done here at the DMC's Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. Finally, our 11th example, a three-year phase one trial of, and this is very exciting, a three-year phase one trial of 21 early-stage multiple sclerosis patients treated with, here's a mouthful, autologous non-myeloablative hematopoietic stem cells, resulted in the disease being halted from further progression in all 21 patients. 17 of them improved by at least 1 point on a neurological disability scale. This is the first time any treatment has reversed some of the damage caused by MS, and it's really exciting. All in all, to us, those 11 examples represent a pretty impressive lineup of therapies that just a few years ago would have seemed impossible. Imagine where we'll be in 5 years. Imagine where we'll be in 10 years' time, given the exponential acceleration of these technologies, and as some of these particular trials come to market, and as others, research fed by further understanding and advances in stem cell research come to trial. We've appended to the issue online some examples of recent advances that did not make it into last month's issue. Again, please go to the website for details, hfd.dmc.org. Stem cell therapies are pretty amazing, but in the next, the third of this series on regenerative medicine, we'll look at an even more extraordinary potential form of regenerative medicine, regeneration itself, as practiced, for example, by salamanders, and believe it or not, by the human fetus. Thank you for listening, and remember that my sidekick Julian and I digest so you don't get indigestion. As always, we'd love to hear from you. You can find our email or post a comment on our website, hfd.dmc.org.